Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to From Guilt to Grace, a mental health podcast for Christians, where we learn how to root ourselves in the grace of God in spite of our mental illness. Galatians 5:22-23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Christians suffering with mental illness will often struggle with reading this passage. I know I have found myself going, "I have intrusive thoughts about people, therefore I'm not loving," or "I give in to compulsions, I have no self-control," or "I struggle with doubt, therefore I lack faithfulness." This then sends me on a spiral, thinking, I lack the fruits of the Spirit, so do I lack the Spirit? Then I obsess over my salvation, I become afraid of God, thinking I'm separated from Him, and will face His wrath. A common reaction is avoidance. I'll just not read this passage, then I won't get anxious. But I believe this passage is actually a huge part of our healing journey. In Matthew 13, Jesus gave the parable of the sower. In the parable, Jesus describes seeds being sown by the sower. Some fell along the rocky path and were scorched. Some were choked out by thorns. Some were snatched by birds. And then there were seeds that fell on good soil and yielded crop. Jesus then explains the parable to his disciples. His explanation of the seed on the good soil is, "But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30." Matthew 13:23. When you hear this, you may still be spinning. You might say you aren't the seed on good soil because of your intrusive thoughts, your doubt, your anxiety, or your depression. When I was saved, I had this idea that I was going to be totally different overnight. Every time I sinned, I'd find myself asking if that was the proof that I wasn't saved. I mean, if the Spirit is in me, where's the fruit? I was trying to go straight from seed to fruit, and I wasn't allowing myself to grow and be nurtured by the Holy Spirit. Take an apple seed, for example. Let's say you plant it in good soil. Do you come out the next morning expecting juicy apples? Of course not. There's work to be done. In fact, from the moment you plant the seed, with proper nurturing, you're looking at about 7 to 10 years before the tree bears fruit. As Christians, we are undergoing a process known as sanctification. The Holy Spirit is working in us, making us holy and sacred. As we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, we will bear the fruits of the Spirit. Let's recalibrate our thinking and take a look at evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. When someone wrongs you and you want to hate them, but you choose to forgive them and maybe even restore your relationship with them, the Spirit is producing love in you. When you're struggling with your mental health and all hope seems lost, but you know you can at least look forward to the day when Jesus wipes away every tear, the Spirit is producing joy in you. When you are spiraling, but through your anxieties, you know that Jesus has authority over your mental illness, the Spirit is producing peace in you. When you feel like you're not as far as you'd like to be on your mental health journey, but instead of giving up, you celebrate the small steps and eagerly await the next steps, the Spirit is producing patience in you. When someone is riding your tail on the interstate and you want to slam on your brakes, but instead you gently slow down, smile, and let them pass you, the Spirit is producing kindness in you. When someone gives you a mean look and you want to curse them under your breath, but instead you pray that their day gets better, the Spirit is producing goodness in you. When you feel God is calling you to do something or to not do something, and you feel the anxiety and doubt rising, but you still choose to trust in God's plan, the Spirit is producing faithfulness in you. When someone wrongs you and you feel like fighting and yelling, but choose to resolve the issue calmly, the Spirit is producing gentleness in you. When you are filled with desires to do something that goes against God, but choose to not give in to them, the Spirit is producing self-control in you. Many Christians have the fruit of the Spirit being produced in their lives, but they have such a distorted view on what the fruit looks like that they fail to see it. I want to encourage you to stop asking yourself where the fruit is and start listening to that voice in you that tells you to not react out of anger or to not give in to your desires, but instead to react with love and to stay faithful to God. It will be hard. Your flesh will fight. But in doing so, you'll see the fruit of the Spirit. I want to once again remind you that the process of sanctification takes time. It's not overnight. Trust in God and His timing and let the Holy Spirit work in you. And over time, the fruit will reveal itself. It's also important to note that the fruit of the Spirit is the qualities of God. God is love. Our joy comes from Christ. It's in Christ that we find peace. God is patient with us. God is kind and good. God is faithful, and we can and should trust Him. God is gentle with us. God has self-control, for He's not a slave to desire, but always does what's right. So if you find yourself spinning about the fruit of the Spirit, pray that you'll be receptive to the Holy Spirit's guidance, and that over time, the fruit of the Spirit will be produced in your life. Thank you for listening, and I hope that this episode was a blessing to you. Remember, overcoming mental illness is a journey, not a quick fix. Take it step by step and day by day. From Guilt to Grace is not a professional therapy resource and is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or replace mental health professional care and or medical treatments. I am not a licensed mental health professional. I am simply a brother in Christ who is on this journey with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.